You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
And joining us on the line right now is Morgan Wright, an expert on cyber attacks and cybersecurity. Good morning to you, Morgan. How are you?
Brian, how are you folks this morning?
I'm doing very, very well, and thank you for joining us here. You know, we've had this this story that's been bouncing around, and everybody thought that Monday morning they were going to come in and turn on their computers and that they were going to get hit with this ransomware. And the way it worked, as I understand it, is you get a screen that says, hey, you've been infected, and you need to pay $300, or your files are going to be destroyed. And if you don't pay the $300, then it says, now you're going to have to pay $600. And if you don't do that, then it starts destroying your files, and it caused all kinds of problems in Asia. What kind of problems is it causing in the United States?
No, Brian, so far there is some infection. It's not spreading as fast in the United States, and there's one reason why. Completely by accident, a malware tech, runs a malware tech blog on Twitter, it's malware tech, just found inside the code a very cryptic domain name, which was the call home beacon. So when this malware was spreading, if it saw the call home beacon activated, it would quit spreading. Well, most security researchers, Brian, when they find domain names like that, they turn them on so they can monitor to see what kind of traffic comes in. It's like a honeypot. You know, you want to see what comes in. Well, that was the kill switch. So it shut it off before it actually had a chance to continue spreading throughout the other places. So we did get some infections, especially in Asia, because they weren't aware of it, or basically it happened after everybody went home on Friday. We did get some in the U.S. The FedEx was actually impacted by a little bit. My bigger concern was had it spread to the United States, Brian, and had it got into the hospitals, that would have been disastrous.
Let me ask you, I mean, we had a conversation about this yesterday. If it pops up on your screen, and let's say we did get a break here, and that's very helpful, but if you didn't have that break and you're facing a choice of either paying the $300 and getting your files and your computers back, or taking other action, which I've told can cost, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to fix the problem, what should you do?
Well, actually, if we back up, what they should have done even before that is had they, you know, the biggest thing that happens, Brian, is people click on these spear phishing links and emails, which then they'll have a document in there, a PDF that says open this up. So if they don't click that, it doesn't get in. Second, if they have an aggressive backup system, in fact, in this area, Brian, if you remember MedStar, a health system was attacked with ransomware, they refused to pay because they had an aggressive backup system and schedule with programs. So they backed all their data up. Now, it impacted them for a couple days, but they recovered. But to your point, if you haven't done any of that and you're infected, right now what we're seeing is only about $70,000 has been paid out because you can track this because they're using Bitcoin to do it. So there's even though it's encrypted, we can see this blockchain register where all these transactions are going. But the sad part is, Brian, out of those people who have paid, so far what's been reported is nobody's got their data back. So if it's this same campaign and WannaCry, man, you're hosed either way.
Mm. You know, what happened with Disney, apparently hackers have gotten Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, which is the upcoming film. That's different than this WannaCry ransomware, correct?
I think so, yeah. And I think, you know, that was the reason being is that was most likely a very targeted spear phishing campaign. They had a target. They're going after Disney. They're trying to prevent them. So this just wasn't a spray and pray, which is what WannaCry was. This one was absolutely, as you say, Marie, very targeted. They went after the movie because they think they can hold the studio for ransom because they want to release what is probably going to be, you know, a movie that's going to generate a few hundred million dollars.
And Disney says they will not pay, and if Disney was smart, they'd release it much sooner and not announce the release date and just release it in order to take the wind out of their sails. I saw a couple stories that say that there is a link with this WannaCry ransomware program to North Korea. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, Murray. You know, and one thing we have to be careful of is, if you remember, too, when unfortunately these WikiLeaks came out and they start exposing some of the CIA tradecraft, part of what they've done is they've got code and information in there to make it look like Russia did certain things, because they don't want attribution. So I wouldn't go down the path too far yet, because all of that code from the Sony hack is available out there. People could take bits and parts of that to change, to create misdirection and point you in another direction. So we don't have enough information yet to assign attribution. However, that being said, North Korea is always high on the list of messing with the United States, you know, and the rest of the free world. So I wouldn't count them out, but I don't think that code right now is the smoking gun that says, ah, it's Kim Jong-un and, you know, his gang of thieves.
Exactly.
Well, so what you seem to be saying here is that, you know, the most important thing that we can do, I mean, maybe we all dodged a bullet here in America by and large, and it's not gonna get to us, and maybe it's on the decline rather than on the rise. But it seems to me that the most important thing we can do is make sure that our systems are always updated, et cetera, and just don't click on any kind of attachment that you don't know for sure where it came from.
Brian, that people don't realize that it's so simple. We're talking technology, but really, you've just hit the nail on the head. If you're very suspicious about every attachment you get, you can stop the spread a lot of this. The other thing, too, I will tell you, when Microsoft, Apple, Cisco, Juniper, name all the company, when they release a security release and a security patch, it's not a suggestion. It's not, hey, you might want to update your system. It's like, you really need to do this. Brian, some of these systems had not either patched their systems, even though they were aware of it back in March, or yeah. B, they're running systems and software so old, they haven't been officially supported by Microsoft for anywhere from 5 to 7 years.
You know, since you brought up WikiLeaks, I don't know if you've seen this story that's come out from Fox 5 here in D.C. by Marina Morocco. She got an interview with Rod Wheeler, who's a private investigator who was hired by Seth Rich's family to investigate his murder, which will be a year old in July. And he has raised some interesting points, and he claims that there is tangible evidence on Seth Rich's laptop that confirms he was communicating with WikiLeaks prior to his death. We also know that WikiLeaks put a reward out, $20,000 reward, for the capture of Seth Rich's killer. We also know that Julian Assange, in that Dutch television interview, alluded to Seth Rich. Do you have any feelings on that? Any opinions, any guesses, any hunches? What do you think of all that new information coming out? Or allegations,
Right. For full disclosure, first of all, I know Rod Wheeler very well. We've done a lot of stuff together at Fox and a couple other things. So, and I'm a former detective, state trooper. You know, I've investigated homicides like Rod had. I focused also as well on the computer crime, the investigation of the media. So what I will say is that if, you know, I take everybody at their word to say, hey, look, he's talked to somebody, looked him straight in the eye, and said, yeah, there's something on there. The analysis of the laptop and who has the laptop is going to be critical. If it's in the D.C. police's hands and not the FBI's, that's going to tell us one thing, is that, hey, they're pretty confident or they feel like it's a botched robbery. If it's in the hands of the FBI, that's going to tell us potentially there's implications because he was a DNC staffer. It's going to tell us that there maybe is a international nexus or across. There has to be some jurisdiction for the FBI to get involved. They don't get involved in just local homicides unless there's a federal crime associated with that. This could be one of those things. And the unfortunate part is, if nobody knows where the laptop is, then if they do find somebody for this, you're going to have already in the media a lot of people saying, well, there's no, what happened to the chain of custody? You know, how can you account for this? Nobody knows where the laptop is. So, I mean, this thing raises more questions than it answers in the article. And but again, it's going to come back down to looking at that laptop, looking at who they communicated with, and looking at who else communicated with him that might have found out that he was talking with WikiLeaks.
And there would be, it'd be pretty easy to figure out if he'd been talking to WikiLeaks by examining that laptop. It wouldn't be a hard thing to figure out.
It just take a little time and effort, and having instructed, I spent a year teaching the FBI computer crime investigation when they were first getting started. The tools weren't great back then. A lot of it was manual. Now, I mean, they've got such sophisticated systems now. That's why they're able to go through all the Clinton emails fairly fast, look at things. So, yeah, if there's something on that laptop relevant to WikiLeaks, an IP address, an email address, documents, they'll be able to find out the email history, and see where it is. That's assuming that nobody took extraordinary measures to erase the hard drive or do things like that, but it sounds like that's not the case here.
All right, Morgan Wright, Senior Fellow, Center for Digital Government, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it this morning.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.